How to take care of our parents when they can no longer live independently is a challenge facing more and more Americans. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us a lot of visitors to VPAP's VA News site clicked on a story about one possible solution to that problem.
Yes, Freddie Kunkel, a reporter for the Washington Post, has written about what is called granny pods. These are small temporary dwellings that can be brought in by a crane and put in the backyard of a home where you can look after an elderly family member.
Now, David, the granny pod's official name is Med Cottage, and it had its beginnings in southwestern Virginia.
The Reverend Kenneth Dupin, a minister in southwest Virginia, pondered, as many of us do, why Americans don't do a better job of taking care of their elders, why it's kind of shopped out to a whole new industry.
Well, here's what he told CBS News.
There's got to be a better way to do this, particularly as it involves family, and we feel that this is a very American solution.
So what did Kenneth Dupin do?
He started a company, N2Care, a company that designed what they call the Med Cottage. It's basically a portable hospital room.
And in its 12 by 24 space, it has most of the things you'd find in a hospital room, along with some, like a small kitchen, that you wouldn't have in the hospital.
It's almost like an efficiency apartment in New York City.
David, another popular story is one in which we learn that Governor McDonnell is losing a staff member, but he's gaining a son-in-law.
Yes, Fred, this is a very interesting story written by Olympia Miola of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Governor McDonnell's nearly first 3 years of his term, he was accompanied at all times by a young man named Adam Zubowski. His title was Director of Operations, but he was affectionately known as the Governor's Chief of Staff. He's the young man with a clipboard, following the governor, holding papers, keeping him on schedule.
And now there's going to be a wedding, after which Mr. Zubowski will have quite a different relationship with the governor.
During the campaign, he met Janine, the governor's eldest daughter. They apparently began dating about 10 months after McDonald's inauguration in January of 2010. The article doesn't say if McDonald was aware of this, but nonetheless, Zubowski asked McDonald for his blessing, which the governor gave him with enthusiasm. The governor said, "We couldn't be more happy for them."
And with all the reporters around the Capitol, it's a little surprising, isn't it? We haven't been reading about this couple long before now.
It kind of came out of the blue. They've been dating for quite a while. They've been engaged for nearly a year. But this is the first I've read of it. It's the first that's kind of come out. It's interesting how that's been kept a private matter until now.
David, thank you very much.
All right, Fred. We managed to avoid talking about what everyone's talking about, which is, the governor's race.
Oh, I think there'll be plenty of opportunities for that. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Fred Eccles.